How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Scott.
Great.
All things considered.
Yep. Obviously, you were one of the people who commented on Saturday the sudden passing of Frank Simpson. And I think, as Bill Oliver pointed out, you two basically came to administrative positions in the city about the same time.
We did. Myself, along with Julie Schultz and Blanche Brick, we hit the ground running right at about the same time here in College Station. Frank had a little bit of a jump start on us because even when he was a student here, he had been doing some work for the city.
Uh-huh.
So he was very familiar with what was going on. But we've really enjoyed the time we got to spend with Frank.
Mm-hmm.
It's unusual, that you get into a situation like we did when David Neely decided to depart, that you know what you can potentially have because you've seen the man at work
mm-hmm.
in the same kind of capacity that you would assume him to take. And Frank really just stepped right in. Frank loves College
yeah,
Station.
Yeah, sure. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Wherever he is right now looking down on us, I've got to believe that he's saying, come on, guys, this is a great town. I've got some plans there. You know what the vision is. You know what those projects are. Get busy.
Yeah. So now, because it was almost an assumptive ascension to city manager, and you have Kathy Merrill there, who's very, very good at what she does as the interim, where are you in the process of finding then the permanent replacement?
Well, tomorrow at noon, the College Station City Council will meet. That includes the mayor, and we will start that evaluation is where we want to go. How do we get involved in this? Do we do a search? Do we stay with Kathy for a little while as interim and let her explore whether or not she even wants to be a candidate for city manager down the road? Or do we right away get out there and do a search? Another possibility is there's actually several organizations out there that have a number of former city managers, mayors, key people who are now retired. And you can tap into that resource as well to temporarily fill a void, which might be something we want to consider. I can't speak for the entire council. As I said, we haven't met yet, and that will happen at noon tomorrow. But certainly that will be one of the things that we will discuss.
Yeah, and it certainly comes to mind that's something the city did with their police chief situation for a while. And
sure.
And Ernie Clark, if people remember him from Bryan, basically did that for other cities, too. So it's certainly not unusual. To say that, because Frank was the one that was, and I think people understand, the move to make it official really happened very quickly after City Council decided that. But had there necessarily been a search mechanism in process? Did you have some names that had been collected, or just because Frank seemed to be the choice, you were not at that point?
We did not get involved in a search when it came to Frank's appointment as city manager. That would have been the next step had we not decided to promote Frank. But knowing what we had, having worked with him, Frank and I had been on several committees, some of the key projects, the Kyle Field renovation project. We sat side by side and went through the various things that needed to be done. Frank was right on task. He had a demeanor about him that even in the most contentious situations, he was able to diffuse that mm-hmm. tension and get right to the task and keep people focused on what the real issues were. He took personality out of it. Frank never felt that he was being attacked if somebody questioned an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And he using that and teaching that same perspective to others, I think, moved us forward much faster than we otherwise would have.
Sure. Now, it makes sense, obviously, Kathy Merrill's day-to-day operations will change. Are there any other things that we may not necessarily notice as the public as to how decision-making may change as you have an interim there?
Well, Kathy is right now, obviously, we are focused on the issues of the past couple days and today in particular. The funeral for Frank will be at 10 o'clock over at St. Thomas Aquinas. Once we get through that, I met with Kathy yesterday. She is going to evaluate What's going on? We're at a crucial time right now. May 15th, we have to have the first draft of our budget for next year. So folks like Jeff Kirstens, his time is committed.
Right.
So it's difficult to see who has time, who can take on additional responsibilities. And that's why, personally, I'm leaning more towards the temporary fill-ins who have that experience, who can come right in, hit the ground running, and take over those small components that we can make sure that everything's running smoothly for the next maybe 2-3 months.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You mentioned the Kyle Field renovation program, Board of Regents meeting today and tomorrow. What are some other front burner issues, and how are they progressing?
Well, of course, we've got the Municipal Management District and the TERS. Those issues are coming out of committee. We'll get movement in the legislature this week on those. That's looking very favorable. We're excited about that because, oh my goodness, talk about something that's going to transform a huge portion of our community, mm-hmm. and that is it. Mm-hmm. Economically, physically, geographically, there are going to be things that will happen in the next 10 years in that portion off Rock Prairie Road and William Fitch and the bypass, Highway 6 right there, mm-hmm. that are just going to make people who don't visit College Station for the next 4 or 5 years come in and go like, oh my gosh, what's happened?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, for folks who've been here a long time, it's kind of like from Harvey Road South. Harvey Road used to be the end of College Station. Well, you look at what it is now, it's not anything that we would have envisioned, and this is the next step beyond that.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Well, on a bright note, though, let's talk about, I know there's some positive things. Yesterday was a special day.
It was, and I just wanted to give a little praise here to Tracy Price, who'd been with the city for 25 years in a variety of capacities, but most recently in our management information systems offices. And, you know, Tracy was one of those unsung, I won't use the word heroes, but certainly top-notch people in the city who made sure that things were running smoothly, didn't get a lot of attention. Perhaps she wouldn't want that, but, you know, it's like we say, if you're on city council, you don't want to be above the crease and the eagle. But Tracy was certainly one of those people that kept things running smoothly for us and made folks like myself, who aren't the most technologically smart individuals, look good when we can sit up there on council and come up with resources.
Because you hate when Benham has to tell you how to turn on the computer, right?
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, but that's it. We do that. All right. Thanks for the time this morning, Carl.
No problem. Thank you.